Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you so very much for being a part of our family here. We're going to be talking to one of our family members, Perrier, who has been instrumental in sharing with us something that has helped more families than you can imagine, more people, more individuals, more animals than you can imagine. She is such an amazing human being who has really been at the forefront of teaching people about clay, living clay. She's written a number of books. We'll talk about that. Thank you so much, Perrier, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
It's always good to be with you and your listeners, Joyce. I get a thrill out of it.
Well, thank you. And thank you for all the new testimonies you've sent me. My goodness. More and, you know, you would think there would be a point, a saturation point, at which you would know everything there is to know, and you would be able to just have one set of, you know, of information on how to use it. But it's like you're learning every day, isn't it?
Absolutely. I learn through these testimonials. They really, people show me how it works, because it works differently with everybody. Some people get more results than others. And it works on so many facets that it's hard to fathom all the different ways. So I just love the testimonials I get, how people use it, how creative they are. So we educate each other, right?
Yes, absolutely. We do, and if you don't know what clay is, we're going to explain it to you because it sounds like, wow, what are they talking about here? And there is, clay is not clay. That's what's important to understand. There is a professional grade that I prefer to use, which is the living clay that we have at the Power Mall. And it is, to me, the best that is out there. But explain to people, if they don't know, what is the clay that you can buy in a liquid or a powdered form? What is this clay?
Well, it all begins in the powdered form. It's volcanic ash that was birthed through volcanoes, according to geologists, millions of years ago. And when it went through this volcano, it was like the minerals in the clay were fused together, and they create a negative ionic charge. So it has this strong negative ionic charge, and it draws, it pulls, it detoxes. It literally can pull through the skin heavy metals, mercury, radiation, things of that nature. Clay baths are one of the safest, most effective detoxing tools that I know of, and of course, drinking the clay. Ironically, when you drink the clay, it works from the mouth south. The clay particle is too large to pass through the colon wall, so it's going to clean house from the mouth south. It's got a very alkaline pH, so it wants to balance your body. And there's three primary things clay does. It detoxes, it stimulates, it has this energy and this negative charge. It stimulates and it alkalizes. And those are three main components when our body gets out of balance, what's going on. We have too much toxic waste in our bodies. It plugs up the flow of energy and circulation in the body, and our pH becomes acidic, so we're not digesting and breaking down our food correctly. And clay has a wisdom of its own. It knows what to bring into balance and how much to bring it into balance. It's very homeostatic.
You know, that's something I never thought about, the pH of clay. What is the pH of clay? Do we know?
Well, they vary. This particular clay is a 9.7. And though I've taken it for 20 years, my pH stays right around 7. It doesn't go to 9.7. See, it wants to bring you into balance where you need to be.
Interesting.
That's the amazing thing of it. Now, there are some clays out there that are acidic, so always ask about the pH of the clay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a good clay will range between 8.5 and 10. It should be in that. If it's getting lower than 8, you're losing that strength.
Well, that is encouraging. That is encouraging for another reason, to help to increase and put you into an alkaline state, because we know that that is where it is safer and better to be, somewhere around between 7 and 8, and clay will help do that. So I know when, unfortunately, I had to undergo radiation treatments, which I would have never thought I would have done, the first thing I did was drink some liquid clay afterwards, and hoping that, not knowing, but hoping that it would make a difference after having the radiation treatments.
Mm-hmm.
And detoxing is something that we must all do, because everyone's now talking about how, you know, the air is corrupt, the ground is corrupt, the food is corrupt, everything's corrupt. Well, how do we get rid of this, and how do we reduce the toxic load? Well, to me, I don't know of any way better than clay, and I don't think there is any way better and any way safer than using the clay, is there?
It's safe, it's effective, and it works, and you're not aware of it. You really have to be tested before and afterwards to realize how you progress. Most people can tell it by how they feel. But it's very gentle, the way it pulls it through the pores of your skin. And clay captures what it pulls. This electronic charge will pull the positive charge, which are the baddies in the body. You know, God made clay and he gave it this wisdom of knowing where to go and what to do and how to clean house and what to get. So it has this magnetic charge that draws the toxin to it. And when you're in a clay bath, unless you're highly toxic, you won't notice a change in the clay. But when you feel your leg, when you get in the water, it'll feel almost kind of like slick, like air bubbles. And you kind of wipe it off, and it feels like skin again. And a little bit, you feel your leg again, and it feels that slick again. It's literally, while you're laying there relaxing, it's opening those pores. It's pulling out the toxins. It's stimulating your lymphatic system. It's getting circulation going in the body. And clay baths are very relaxing. You want to take them at night so you can just be poured in bed like a pancake. I even had one lady with a migraine headache, and she said, I had a half a cup of clay left. I threw it in my bath. I got in, and I soaked. In 15 minutes, by all day, migraine headache was gone.
Wow. This email from Lori that says, just a quick note to let you know how totally impressed I am with the clay. I have been feeling unbelievable energy, the life force kind, she says, since starting it, and no longer need any other supplements. It has cleared up a corner eye infection I've had chronically for over a year and a urinary tract infection I was coming down with in only 2 days. Well, thank you, Lori, for that information, but that sounds pretty powerful. I mean, it's hard to imagine clay being involved with a corner eye infection, a UTI, and life force.
Yes, it works on the whole body. When you take it, it's working on the whole body. The energy resonates with the body. One of the most common notices people have is they have more energy, and it's not a caffeine high energy. It's an energy like, wow, I think I'm going to tackle that closet this today, or clean out those drawers, or
yes,
you just want to get out and work in the yard or go play tennis. You have energy. I don't take naps. I'm 76 years young, and I never take
wow.
a nap. People say, do you take a nap? And I said, heavens no. And I burn the midnight oil. I don't need much sleep. It's just amazing. I've never felt better in my life. Drinking it will literally help dissolve pains in your body. People with arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, the buildup in their joints seems to dissolve. Drinking it and then putting a poultice over the area is just a double entendre. You get a double benefit from it because it's, again, pulling that circulation and getting things going. We've had people with black legs scheduled for amputations, and you give me 4 days with clay before you amputate, and I'll start showing you a change, and they can stop that amputation. I think so many amputations with diabetics are totally unnecessary if you have clay to bring that circulation back.
Absolutely.
You've got to put it on topically, leave it on, wrap it on there, change it to it 3 times a day, but it will bring the circulation back. We've burned purple to pink.
Now, if you don't know what we're talking about with these possible amputation problems, or that they will be amputation problems if they're not taken care of, they're horrible. They are horrible, and there is really not much. Now, they do have a silver cream that is used in the hospitals, but there's very little that they have to offer for people that are getting ready to have an amputation due to an incredibly bad sore or you know, larger area that cannot be treated. And or they don't know how to treat, whatever. But it's amazing how the clay works and reverses that problem. And I'm with you. I hate to think how many people could have had limbs, toes, fingers saved if they knew about the clay.
Yes. It just breaks my heart that I can't get the word out further than I am to some of these doctors that treat the diabetic patients, the diabetic ulcers. Clay will pull the infection out. I've known people be in the hospital months taking all these antibiotics, but they don't clear up. And clay, in a week, you'll see a difference. I've seen it pull blood poisoning and gangrene out of wounds. It's just simply amazing.
Uh-huh.
And it heals from the inside out. And quickly, healing just takes place so much quicker on a wound than without it.
Mary A., probably one of the things that we've seen that's so dramatic is when you get a really bad spider bite or snake bite or something like that, the clay really comes into its own then, right?
Yes. It literally, when you put it on a bite like that, we've had brown recluse bites that we've cleared up those, healed those sores dramatic. If you get it on there quick, it never even develops. But there have been stories of people that got bit by copperheads and poisonous snakes that were in the wilderness and had clay and put it on there, and it will pull the venom out. If you get a wall sting and you put the clay on it, say it's on your hand, and if you're like me, if it's on the back of my hand, my whole hand will start swelling instantly. And I put the clay on there, and you feel this little pulsating. It's like a little pump, and it's sucking the venom out. And if you keep it on there as long as it's tender, it will keep sucking that venom out. It's that powerful.
Hmm.
And it's gentle. It's not something that hurts when you put it on. Clay normally stops pain. It has an analgesic effect to it, particularly on a burn. You know how burns hurts for so long, so intensely. You put clay on there, the clay mask on there, the mud mixed with water, and instantly, I mean, before a minute's up, the pain is gone. So these burn institutes, you know, if I was burned, I would want to be dipped in a tub.
Oh, yeah.
Just left there for about 24 hours.
You know, and speaking of being dipped in clay, I always like to mention that at the high-end spas where they give clay baths or clay packs or whatever you want to call it, masks, they use this clay, and this is the preferred clay at high-end spas. And, you know, you can pay a couple hundred dollars to get one of those done, or you can do it yourself for pennies in comparison. By just making the clay into a liquid format and then putting it on. But what do you do to your body? Let's say you do an all over clay, whatever you call it.
Body wrap.
What are you doing to your body, or what is your body experiencing when you put that on?
It's experiencing stimulation. It's going to get the circulation coming to the surface. Our surface skin has a lot of dry tissues on it and dormant cells. Gets pretty beat up on the surface, and it stimulates those cells and reawakens them. It energizes the body, and healing takes place. It will slough off in a wound. It will slough off dead tissue, and then it heals from the underneath. It heals from the inside out. There will be very little scarring when you use clay, and I've even seen it reduce old scars.
Well, okay, I think, and even in using it just for a vanity reason, cosmetic reason, what is it going to do for you also then? It's going to detoxify, and what will it do for your skin?
It cleanses the pores of your skin. It opens them. The skin needs to breathe. And so many times we wear so much makeup and stuff, our pores get clogged up, and then they get infections in there. It will deep cleanse those pores, pull out that excess oil, the impurities, the old packed in there oils. It will literally pull it off. You put it on and you feel your face tighten. You want a clay that tightens, kind of like concrete, because when it dries, if you haven't talked, you can hardly move your lips.
Yeah.
Or smile.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good clay. And you put it on your neck and your face. I do it. It will literally shrink up wrinkles. It will tighten your skin. If you do a clay facial every other day, just put it on for 15 or 20 minutes, let it get dry, wash it off. You're scrubbing off that dead skin layer on the top. It's exfoliating that. And your skin will have a glow to it, and it's going to have the blood flow coming to your face. It's just absolutely amazing.
It is.
The transition. If you're middle-aged and start getting wrinkles and start using this, in about 3 weeks, people are going to ask you if you've had Botox.
So we're talking with Perrier today, and we're going to have some of her testimonies. I'm going to give you one more testimony from Michelle, and then I'm going to ask Perrier to give us some testimonies. She says, Michelle says, I am a consumer of this miraculous clay. I was literally allergic to almost all foods, scents, chemicals, and products, and within days of taking the clay, I stopped reacting to almost everything. I thought I was dying as I was losing so much weight due to not being able to eat much, nor truly gain absorption from the little that I was eating. And thank you so much, she says, for this product. I have been telling everyone I know in my daily life, online and off, and many are now gaining the same benefits from leaky gut, multiple chemical sensitivity, histamine intolerance, and more. Thank you, Michelle, for that information. And so let's talk about some of the testimonies, the newer testimonies that you're aware of on this thousand-year-old product, and we're still finding new ways to use it, Perrier.
Well, I got one interesting the other day on gluten intolerance. And, you know, celiac is so present this day and time, and people are aware that when they get off gluten, how much better they feel. Their attitude is better. They're not as moody, things of that nature. We had a 13-year-old girl who was intolerant to gluten, and they were going on vacation, and they called me and said, how can we not, it's hard to take the liquid clay with us on a trip. Can she just eat some of the clay mask? And I said, oh, yes, it's all the same purity. And she said, how much would I need to take for an equal amount of what I would take daily? And I said, just a teaspoon. So she takes a teaspoon of the mask. And on holiday, she ate some before every meal she ate that had gluten in it, because it's difficult when you're traveling not to get gluten-free meals.
Mm-hmm.
And it really helped. She said, now we are home and she's still gluten-free, but she has a little bit of gluten, and then she has a little clay just prior to eating it every night. And every night she eats a bit before she goes to bed. So if she knows she's going to eat a little gluten, which she gives herself occasionally, she has a little clay before she eats it. And said it definitely works. Through enough time has passed to see the revolting behavior patterns are not apparent after gluten consumption. For a 13-year-old, she really impresses me on how she takes the clay daily. You have really turned our lives around. The change in our family is massive. I can't thank you enough. This is the mother of the 13-year-old girl. And a lot of people are gluten intolerant. So keep in mind, if you do eat a little gluten, take some clay before it, and it sort of neutralizes the effects of the gluten.
Interesting. Now, that is a really important thing for a lot of people need to know. That's powerful, because so much damage can come from that, and yet just, I mean, I would have never thought that the neutralization would have come from the clay.
Yes, and I'm not sure how it works. My guess is it's working in the intestinal tract, in the gut area where the gluten fills up to keep it cleaned out.
Mm-hmm.
When you take the clay, it works from the mouth south, and we're finding that being more aggressive when you have digestive issues, it's a much faster recovery time. Some people drink as much as a cup three times a day. One lady had Crohn's disease, irritable bowel, polyps in her colon, colon ulcerative colitis and obstruction. And she started drinking the clay, and 4 months later they did have to do the surgery and remove the obstruction in her colon. And when she woke up, there were 5 doctors around saying, "What have you been doing in the last 4 months, and we've treated you, that you've gone from the colon of a 70-year-old to the colon of a 20-year-old, and she was 46 years old.
Wow.
And she had taken the clay into the hospital with her in her gym bag, and she was drinking that cup 3 times a day while she was in the hospital.
Huh.
And then she used it over the site where the surgery was. And when she went back for her post-op exam, the first one, the doctor told her she was 4 weeks post-op on healing. And when he removed the staples, he noticed there was rust on some of them.
Well, that's a trick to get something in the hospital and try it, but it's worth it doing it. It's certainly worth doing it.
Well, she was in Canada, and she kept it hidden. They weren't aware she was doing it, and it literally saved her life.
Good for her.
She was a dead woman walking.
Wow.
Another one that recently, and I've done this, as you get older, you tend to get dry eyes, and I've learned how to make an eye solution of the clay. If you premix the liquid and let it settle, and you get a bottle of eye wash solution from your drugstore, it's a sterile eye solution. You don't want the lens cleaner. Make sure it's the eye wash solution. It comes in a little 4-ounce bottle. Put it into a clean glass jar and add 2 tablespoons of the liquid clay. And then you can stir it up, and you can either use it as an eye rinse in the eye cup, or you can use it as eye drops. I got this testimonial from a lady. She said, "I'm excited to report the Living Clay Eye Wash is helping my dry eye issue. Since I've been doing a daily rinse, the eye solution, my eyes are more hydrated, less irritated during the day. It's been an incredible relief. Also, after reading another user's report of teeth whitening from brushing the clay, I started doing that. Again, I'm amazed at the results." So this, we get one testimonial for one thing, and then they start mentioning 2 or 3 other things.
Mm-hmm.
The body is going to respond in a plethora of ways. No matter what you're taking for it, you're going to get more benefits than from what you're taking it for.
Interesting. I've got a question here that came in. What about clay for diaper rash? What do you know about that?
Oh, it is wonderful. Overnight, instant relief. You just smear some of the clay mask on that little red bottom, close the diaper. The next time you open it, the diaper rash is gone.
Well, you know, there's several stories recently of mothers. You know, once diaper rash starts and it doesn't get stopped fast enough, or it's hard to stop it once it gets, you know, once it gets going.
Yeah.
And there have been stories about how the Child Protective Services now are taking children away from the mothers for diaper rash conditions. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah, unbelievable. So
I have seen little bloody bottoms.
Yes.
And you just smear it on there, and overnight, it's healed.
So you just, you use the liquid clay or the dry?
The mask, like you put on for a facial. We
mm-hmm.
call it the clay mask.
Mm-hmm.
You just smear it over that. It's cool. It relieves the itching. I know one time when my daughter got some, I put some hand lotion on it, and she started crying. It was burning her. I didn't realize hand lotion would burn, and I cleaned it off. I didn't have the clay back then, but it had perfume or something in it that was really irritating to her. I was out of baby lotion, so I had tried that. But it you just smear it on there generously and close that little diaper, and just, you know, if you put it on at bedtime the next morning, there's no sign of the diaper rash.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, what a relief. What a relief. Now, can you use the dry clay, though, as just a to absorb the, would you use that or not?
Yes, you can use that as a baby powder.
Mm-hmm.
We have some people that use it as a deodorant and just, you know, put it on their arms or a little bit on their feet. But yes, and we've had people in the hospital, old people with pressure wounds from laying in the bed so much, and one gentleman, his tailbone, you could just see all the way to the bone. And they had tried and tried to heal it and couldn't. And they put the clay powder, they would just pat it up into the wound and then put it on the little mat that he laid on, and it healed. It filled the flesh back in and closed it up and healed it. So I can't say enough for the healing power of clay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Whether you're healing your insides or your outsides.
You know, I'd like to open up the phone lines. If you would like to share a testimony, or if you have a question regarding clay, a usage of clay, we got the clay expert on the phone. So 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923, if you have a question, or a testimony for the incredible Perrier. And remember, her book on living clay is the best out there. It answers almost every question you could have on clay, and it also names almost every problem and how to use it. So get the book if you'd like to talk to Perrier. 855-995-6923. 855-995-6923. While we're waiting for the phone calls, do you have some more testimonies for us, Perrier?
Oh, yes. I have an interesting one here on sugar reaction. The lady said, I've been drinking 2 ounces of liquid clay twice a day for about a month. I noticed the increase in energy after 2 weeks and more so after week three. When I eat white sugar, it gives me instant headache. I decided to test the effects of the clay. I ate ice cream, and I did not get side effects. The next week, I didn't drink clay. I ate ice cream. I got a headache and usually get diarrhea due to modified milk ingredients. I drank the clay, and the side effects instantly went away. That was a new one for me. A sugar reaction. Yeah.
That is amazing. I'm not even sure. I mean, I wouldn't even know how to label or even to determine how that is working. That's just a miracle right there. That is just amazing.
It just keeps amazing me.
Yes.
And you
now,
know,
and you know, Perrier, at 70, you said 76 years young, you ought to be playing bingo right now, not trying to worry about how to, you know, find more uses for clay. My goodness. I mean, your motivation, your inspiration, your excitement, your passion for this just amazes me. I got to really compliment you on that. It's just phenomenal. I'm sorry, but go ahead.
I believe these children coming down with measles, if they will put the clay on those measles, it will pull that inflammation out and dry them up. I just cannot believe that wouldn't work. And put them in a cool clay bath to bring their temperature down.
Excellent.
I remember having measles when I was a child, but I didn't have clay then.
Mm-hmm. Right, let's go to Melinda in Texas. Melinda in Texas, you're on the air with Perrier. Go ahead, please.
Well, thank you. Good morning, ladies. I have a question. I am on Coumadin. And I have a mechanical valve, and I'm wondering if I could take the clay.
Yes, ma'am, you can. The clay does not hurt. It's not absorbed in the bloodstream, so it's never going to, if you have a hip replacement or mechanical valve or things of that nature, it's not going to bother any of that. You don't want to put it right over the valve, but, you know, you can use it so many ways. You can take the clay bath, and that won't affect it. What you want to do if you're taking medicine is call your pharmacy, ask them how long it takes your body to absorb that particular medicine. You want to take it away from your medicines. Generally, it's 1 to 3 hours, and you absorb your medicine, and you can take the clay unless it's a time-release medication. We don't know what medicines the clay affects, but we know it will affect some of them, and it might reduce the potency of the medicine because the clay is trying to clean the chemicals out. So you can still take it, just manage your timing of when you take it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Don't ask the doctors because they don't know. Call the pharmacy.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you very much, Melinda, for the phone call. Let's go to Bill in Maine. Bill in Maine, you're on the air with Perrier. Go ahead, please.
Hi, good morning, Joyce. Me and my wife would like to know how would you mix it to drink it. I'm 78. Pardon?
We bought some.
Yeah, we just bought some. I'm 78 and she's 79, and we would like to be able to drink it, but we don't know how to mix it.
Okay.
Okay. It's a 1-to-8 ratio. For every one, however much clay you use 8 times that amount of water. Then you want to shake it. Shake it real good. Get all the lumps out. Set it on the cabinet. I use a 32-ounce jar. That's 4 cups. So I put 2 cups of water in. Then I put the clay in. Shake it real good. Add the rest of the water. Shake it again. And let it settle. The heavier particles will settle to the bottom. Just drink off the top. When you get to the bottom, add some water and give it to your plants, and they'll bloom like crazy.
Do you drink straight? You don't mix with anything when you drink it, then. It's just straight out of the cup.
No, it's in a pre-mixed liquid form. It's kind of like chocolate milk. And,
okay.
You know, you can just take it 1 or 2 ounces. Usually the minimum dose is 2 ounces. And drink it down, and it's really wonderful. Now, we don't know why, but 10% of the people drinking clay have constipation. 90% have 3 good bowel movements a day. But if you get constipation, it's either because it's trying to pull out old fecal matter or your digestive tract is out of balance. So just take whatever you need to keep your janitorial services working. I recommend the over-the-counter magnesium tablets, 250 milligrams. We all could use more magnesium, and it's not a harsh
lack. Mm-hmm. That's good. All right.
Thank you very much. And Joyce, our prayers are with you.
Well, thank you, and thank you very much for calling in today. Let me just add, it's like chocolate milk without the chocolate. Let me just add that to it, okay? All right, let's go to Bill in Texas. Bill in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, Bill?
How long you should wait between taking vitamins and taking this?
About 30 minutes. I don't worry about it. It doesn't really harm your vitamins. Clay has vitamins in it. You get tiny amounts of calcium, magnesium, potassium, and sodium in the cation exchange layer, but it's not enough for daily mineral requirements. So keep taking your minerals and supplements, but that's what clay is made up of. So I generally wait 30 minutes. I get up and take my supplements in the bathroom, take my shower, get dressed, go in the kitchen, have breakfast, take my clay.
About 30 minutes. Very good. And we have somebody in Arkansas. Who's our next caller, Scott? Jenny in Arkansas. Jenny, you're on with Perrier. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I'd like to ask 2 things. If you take your clay before you eat, like if you're going to have a meal like high fats, like roast beef or steak or something, would that take the bad fat out of it, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, absorb it. And also, if you have a steer heart valve replacement, can you still drink the clay, or will it cause your heart valve to go bad if it's a steer?
No, ma'am. The clay does not go into the bloodstream. It's never going to touch your stent. No problem there.
And I didn't catch
the first part of the question, I've slipped now.
What was the first part of your question, Jenny?
If whenever you have like a big meal, like with a lot of
the fat. All right.
If my grandson wants to go eat pizza, I want to drink clay. If I'm going to go get off the wagon and eat Mexican food, you better believe it, I'm going to drink a jigger of clay before I go.
Okay. We were talking with, we've only got about 3 more minutes, and we were talking with Jenny from Texas. The issue of fat in food. Now, I remember the story you gave us about chili and what you do in chili. But you say that if you're going to eat some bad stuff, you go take clay first, the liquid clay first. Is that right?
Yes. You know, if you're taking flaxseed oil and oils, you want to take them away from clay. Clay will literally absorb oil. We put motor oil over water and sprinkle the clay powder on it during the BP spill. And the clay would absorb the oil, and then it would drop to the bottom.
Wow.
And I would go in and squeeze the clay to see if I could release the oil again, and it wouldn't.
So
it does absorb oils.
And it will take the oils out, the bad fats, out of the body, which I think is phenomenal, ladies and gentlemen. And you said that you put clay in your chili, too, right?
Yes, yes. And it kept the grease from coming up the top. It sort of absorbed the grease, and you didn't see that grease. You know, even after you drain it and blot it, you always get a little oils when you cook it down. You can put it in pot roast, a gravy, things like that. It's great.
Mm-hmm. All right. We've got, let's see, Scott, who do we have here? Do we have another caller? Okay. We don't
have
any more
callers. I have a good testimony here if you don't.
Okay, sure. Go right ahead. Go right ahead, Perrier.
Pardon?
Go right ahead with your testimony.
Okay. This is one about sclerosis of the liver and hepatitis C that blew me away. There was a lady in Canada I was telling you about with the colon issues, and a lady called her and told her about her 60-year-old clean living husband who had been diagnosed with hepatitis C and sclerosis of the liver. He had 5% of his liver left, and the doctor told him to go home, put his affairs together because he had 6 months to live. He heard her story, called her. She sent him her protocol of building up from 3 ounces three times a day to a cup three times a day, made him wear a poultice over his liver every night and take a clay bath every day. He did this for 3 months, and he felt much better. The doctors wanted him to quit the clay because his liver enzyme count was going through the roof. He listened to his body, kept drinking the clay. By 6 months, 30% of his liver grew back, and he was no longer yellow. His urination problem was gone. His white blood cell count was good, and back to work full time.
Wow.
After 1 year, his hepatitis C was negative, and she talked to him, and it's been about a year and a half now, and they checked again, and his liver has grown back 55% now.
Wow.
That is amazing.
That is, because, you know, medical science has nothing to offer for a damaged liver that is damaged that badly. There's nothing that they offer. Oh, my. And you said he did a poultice on his, and if you get the book, The Living Clay, it'll tell you how to do a poultice, ladies and gentlemen. But he did a poultice, he drank the clay, and he did a clay bath, correct?
Yes, every day he did that.
Wow. And real quickly, before we finish, you were talking about children with vaccines and ADHD and autism, about taking the clay baths. Do you want to mention that real quickly?
Yes, the clay baths have actually will calm the children down. They notice it immediately. The parents notice in the first clay bath the children are calmer, they make more eye contact, and they become more verbal. It's just miraculous to watch them in a clay bath.
It's miraculous to listen to you, too, Perrier. Thank you so much for joining us today. What an excellent program. I appreciate you more than you know, and thank you for sharing this with our listeners.
It's been my honor and pleasure. Thank you.
You have a great day. You have a blessed day.